The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And when the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. And when the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, if we're really, really honest, the Gospels make horrible screenplays. They really do. There's not a whole lot of character development in the Gospels. Very little insight into all the players. I mean, Jesus starts off as a self-actualized man all the way through. And so whenever we see a little glimpse of really the human condition, people acting really, really normal, I always grasp onto that. James and John in the gospel this morning. Boy, I can see myself right there. They're hurt. They have been offended. They have been slighted. They're journeying to Jerusalem with Jesus, going through all the different towns. Messengers are sent ahead to prepare the way, and that Samaritan town rejects them. They're hurt. How dare they? I think we've all been there at one time or another. We've been hurt, slighted, offended, put out, integrity called into question. And there is this gut instinct to retaliate. And not just retaliate in kind, but to have that other who has done such a horrible thing to me, to have them hurt 100-fold. "Lord, shall we call down fire to consume them?" We're all friends here. What is said here stays here. Little dirty laundry. I'm not the biggest fan of my sister-in-law. I've been slighted, perceived to be offended by her. I don't think she realizes it, but I've been hurt. And I want her to hurt sometimes. And it took me a really, really long time to respond in a Christ-like manner. What does Jesus do in the gospel this morning? They move on to another village. Let it go. Don't worry about it. That's not all that important. So what if they hurt us? It took me a really, really long time to realize, even if I don't like her, my brother does. Her children do. And to struggle with that question, what is more important to me? What am I holding on to? Being offended? Being slighted? Being put out? Being hurt? Is that the most important thing? Or is the relationship more important than how I'm feeling? That is a struggle. A good friend of mine, Gary Pasquinelli, the deacon for the diocese, and he had tremendous insight into this struggle. He was dealing with his own slight. And he said, "Chris, boy, this is hard. It is hard following the Lord. The Lord calls me to be compassionate, kind, gentle. He calls me to be forgiving, calls me to be loving. Jesus calls me to be merciful. He doesn't call me to be right.